Peter, poor game overall. The result doesn't really matter, but I'm sure performance is probably disappointing as well.
Yep, first half performance particularly, we were very poor. The poorest we've been all pre-season. If anything, I think it was largely a very disappointing spectacle by both sides. There was very little football played by either team. So, all in all, a disappointing performance, but I thought the second half we were much better.
It's the last run-out of pre-season, really, Peter. You've done well in pre-season. Good results against Dundalk and Sligo Rovers. So, we had a disappointing end with a defeat against Derry.
Yeah, if anything, it's just a wee bit more, it's deflating, if anything. The guys, as you say, were on a good run. The good performances all through pre-season. But the result today, obviously, wasn't great. But more disappointing was, the performance. We weren't at it. We were a wee bit lethargic at times, and we didn't have the same desire nor energy about us. But saying that, the main focus is obviously next week against Mayo. So we look forward to that now.
And when you say, you know, the fact you're playing Mayo next week, do we read anything into the team that you went with today, Peter?
No, not at all. We're just trying to still give some players minutes on the board in terms of their overall match fitness. Conscious too that there will be suspensions in the first two games of the season as well, so we have to make sure we're covered in all areas and that the boys are ready to step in.
A lot of new faces have come on board this season. You started with two or three new guys. Matthew Cross is back at the club. He played at left back. Jamie McNulty at centre half, and young Michael Doherty on the left. So with three new players in the starting 11, how did you feel later?
Well, we've done okay. First half, I'd say overall, I thought we were fairly poor. Second half, we went with the same starting 11, and we did improve. But overall, I thought Michael got better as the game went on. Damon as well is still trying to develop partnerships, both at centre half and with the right fullback as well. And we're getting there. I mean, it takes time for new players to bed in as well. But I mean, we are getting there. We've signed something like 15 players overall in total. So I mean, all that takes time in terms of building up sort of relationships all over the park.
I know you've said already that the ambition this year is to go for promotion, Peter. How important is next week's game in the League Cup? It's a competition Hibs haven't really done that well in recent seasons.
No, I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's a competitive fixture, and we want to win every game we participate in. And it'll be a good test, hopefully on a good playing surface, which should suit us. But I mean, it'll be difficult. Mayo will be up for it. They're right in the middle of their season. So they'll be fit and they'll be physical. But it'll be a good test as a warm-up game, the Waterford game also.
And tell me, you mentioned those suspensions. Can you just confirm who's unavailable next weekend? Are there a couple of injuries as well in the camp?
Well, unfortunately, no. We've just learned that during the week there, the Kieran Cole is going to be out for 6 weeks. He's tore his cartilage in the Sligo game. So he'll have surgery on that now next Wednesday, I believe. As well as that, we have James Doherty and Keith Coyne both miss suspensions at the start of the season. So we're just going to get that clarified now. I think James will be able to play in the Mayo game, but miss the Waterford game, and Keith the opposite.